Dishmaya, we are starting Siman Lamed Zayin, Zman Hanachat Tefillin, and there are three Sifim. Today we'll do the first two. Gadol Schar Mitzvah Tefillin, V'chom Yishino Manicham, Hu Bechlal Poshe Yisra Begufan. Great is the Schar of Mitzvah Tefillin, and anyone who doesn't put it on is included in a person who is a Poshea, negligent with their body. Quoting from both the Gemara Menachos and also Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, "Shkol ha-menichim, anybody who puts on the tefillin, ma'arich yamim ba'olam hazeh." He quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, "Shenemar Hashem aleihem yichyu." If Shem Hashem, the tefillin, which is Shem Hashem, klomar otam shenosim Shem Hashem aleihem b'tefillin yichyu, muvtach shu ben olam haba, ve'in eish shal gehenem shalepo, v'chol avanotav nimchalin lo. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Torah in the name of the Shimusha Rabbah. Possibly, you have to look it up more, but it's strange that he's quoting this Gadol Schar Mitzvah Tefillin. It sounds like a Agarata. Maybe, again, he's coming to tell you that it's not just Muftach B'Olam Haba, but it's even your Olam Hazeh. Maybe that's the idea here, that it has to do with your physical ability to actually have Chiyus here in this world. Then the Mishnah Berurah explained, "V'chol mi she'ina manicham." What does it mean that you're not maniach? So here it happens to be a major machlokas rishonim. If you look at the in Mishnah Berurah bet, he says, "Perish afilu min yato urak leprakim." Even if once in a while I don't put on tefillin, the koshkin mevatel tamid b'mitzvazu. For sure, if I'm mevatel always from this mitzvah, the Prima Gadim has a chidush and says, "In the name of the Nachlas Tzvi, afilu mi shebitel tefillin yom echad." Is considered a poshe Yisrael bigufan. However, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, he definitely does not say Yom Echad, but rather it's Mishelo Miniach. It's a paragim alachahe of Hilchot Tshuva. Mishelo Miniach Tefillin Kol Yamav Meolam. Same thing with Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah Shar Shlishi Siman Yud Aleph. Anashim Asher Lo Inichu Al Rosham Tefillin Meolam are called poshe Yisrael bigufan, and also the Ran and Meseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. However, obviously we have to be careful and try to put tefillin on as much as possible. Bechlal poshe Yisrael, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel. V'davka she'eno manicham b'shvil sham mitzvah b'zuya be'inav. Mishnah Berurah at the beginning is melamed zchus, that it's only if you're not putting it on because you're disgusted by it, the mitzvah tefillin. But hayarei lanicham mishum deboi guf naki v'shem lo yizar b'kedusha kera'oi. But maybe you're not putting it on because you have guf naki, and you're not going to properly observe the kedusha of the tefillin. Afagav daverhi, because you got to put on tefillin. To bekal yachol adam lizaher b'shas kriyat shema tefillin. At least for kriyat shema tefillin, you have to be. It's easier to be careful. Kol makom lo avi bechlal poshe Yisrael. But that, in that case, you would not be considered a poshe Yisrael. And this is the Magen Avraham quoting Tosus in the Rosh. Kol shekin em a mitzvah tamid chaviv alav. It's always chaviv. Finis har shei gufnaki achata. Yisle, if you have an onus holy shein gufnaki l'kol yamam. Veda says the Mishnah Berurah, the kasa v'bachta, filu min a mitzvah b'zuya b'inav. Even if it's not b'zuy. But, mimanea melanacham mimnei bito malacham. O shar hefsed mamon amachmas atzlos. Very important, the Bach says, I'm lazy, or I got to do some job. Gamkin, you're included here. Gamkin, you're included bechlal poshe Yisrael begufan. Ach the yesh chiluk b'neim linyan odesh, maybe a difference in punishment, ayin sham in the Bach. V'darv zeh utochacha megula, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is an utter rebuke, a revealed rebuke to everybody, lotam anashim shebnei atzlutan, because you're lazy. Matzui she had tefillin menechim al mitzchan, sometimes it's in the wrong place, you put it on the forehead instead of the karkafta. V'gam shal yarei menechal mekamon kadin, alav zeh kemit shen lo inyech klau, we know halakhli, it's not like putting on tefillin. Kfar zirei zel zeh gam kein otan, Otana the Prima Gadim, Kavzayin, Shkasav Sham, the Tefillin, Shemunachim Shalom Koman. We know that according to certain Achronim, including Prima Gadim, the reason why you're supposed to be Mashmesh is to make sure that it's Bim Koman, because if it's not, it's Munach Bekisan, it's like you're not wearing Tefillin at all, it's like you're in your pocket. And we'll talk about it more when we get to Simla Menches, but the Shakas Aryeh has a Shita that it's an Issa Daraisa to flatulate with your tefillin on. Therefore, it's not so easy. As much as the Mishnah Berurah says it, that it's easy, at least for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, for those people that have late nights on Motzei Shabbos, and you're eating a beautiful Malava Malka, it's not so easy. You have to be very careful, as we will discuss. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Dala Begufan, Vidino Pasuk Bishas and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yil Ishbeinuni, Vididarko Shakrash Baruch Latos HaKaf, normally Klape Chesed, because you're an Ishbeinuni, Bekevin Shinim Tzabitoch HaVonotav HaVonzeh, this is a very serious egregious error, avera, that was what? That kaf chova machrat v'muchrach l'ered gehenim. You got to make sure to take tefillin seriously. V'im chas v'shalom gam kein avonotav merubim b'zchuyotav. And if you have more sins as a result, then also nidonim gehenim yud ben chodesh v'achak kufan kalav v'nishmatan nisrafet v'ruach mefazeret afran tachat kapot ragli atzadikim. Ayin shem betosos that this is all cause that she lost a tshuva. V'yayin ki kaldo koach. Vian, excuse me, kabel koach mitzvah kokach, will have fechalonish, rachmal atzlan, l'chin yizahir, kodam liknos tefillin, make sure. If it's such an important mitzvah, you have to buy tefillin from a sofer mumche, v'yor shamayim, a bal Torah, from a proper sofer who's yor shamayim, who knows what he's doing, v'chin ritzuos, yikin imi shenem ankedesh, batoch shenem dulish, mamoros, me'orot, teorot, kimishu maniach tefillin psulim, lo levad, sheinu mekayim ha-mitzvah, Ella, shemivarech kama v'kama brachot levatala shu avon gadol. V'avonatena rabim, rabba machshela, b'meshekonim tefillin ritzuot miman, to lefish mochim bezoides, go for the cheaper price, for rubanena merubayim, they're not proper, they're not square. V'od yeter kekulim, shematzben be'et ketivatan, v'choyer shemam yitene libo, imabushav v'keilav, if for your regular clothes, you make sure to get a nice Abercrombie, or you buy the nice nice clothes, v'umahader shiv b'ktikunam, kol shkein chavtzei shamayim shle yitzamtzeim v'yachus al kesef. El yader l'knot otan shim bevada ekshirim af shim mechirim rav. V'kos v'dar kimo shim shim amordechi, yesh l'adam l'hader achar tefilim na'im, shenemar ze keli v'anvehu. Na'inot she k'tavatan lavlar, sofer uman k'chtap, and a beautiful k'tavna'e v'diyona'e, kumusna'e u'klafim na'im. Says halacha beis mitzvah tan liyotam alav kol hayom. The mitzvah is to be all day to have tefillin on. Aval mimnei shetzrichim gufnaki shelo yafich mem, as we had said, that because you need a gufnaki and you shouldn't flatulate them, shelo yasich tata mehem, you should not have hasachadat. Ve'in kol adam yachol lizayir behem, not everyone can be careful. Nagu shelo lanicham kol hayom. Our minhag nowadays, as the Rosh says, is not to put it on all day. Mikom kom tzarech kol adam lizayir behem liyotam alav. B'shas kriyat shemo v'tefillah. For sure you should try that it should be on for Shas Kriyat Shema Tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mitzvah Tam Liyotam Alav, Zman Katzar Kaseh, Bekal, for a little time, then you could, Yachol Yizar, Mehafacha, Umehesach Hadas, B'Shas Kriyat Shema. Very interesting that the Mishnah Berurah brings this down in Hilchos, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, Hilchos Tefillin, that this next Gemara, based on the Gemara Brachos Daf Yadal, Chol HaKori Kriyat Shema Below Tefillin, Kilu Meidus Et Sherek Ba'atzma. Because if you say Kriyat Shema without Tefillin, it's as if you're testifying falsely about yourself. Rashi there in Yadal Rambe says it's talking about a euphemism about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the simple pshat, the Rabbein Yonah, says it's a din in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. That, as a machlokas, two opinions there on Yudal and Beis, whether you say the mitzvah Kriyat Shema, you're just doing a separate Aveira, because you're lying, because you're saying, Kshartam lo toidecha, and it's filan's not on. Or, there's actually a chisar in a mitzvah Kriyat Shema. But if you look at the Rambam, Perek Dalet, and here the Shulchan Aruch is following the Rambam, that this is a din in mitzvah tefillin. Which means that if you have tefillin on, there's a chisar in mitzvah tefillin without being Kabbalah to Machu Shemaim with tefillin on. Vim lo nizdam lo az, ushaya chole mayayim shas maise, kola yom zmano, everything, even if you're sick, you have the whole day, mukhiyom nenecha kuparim, even, and make sure that you're not levatel yom echad mitzvah tefillin. Tefillah, as we said, ayin la'el sim chavei sikim of vizel kol adam, kol anshi maise no agim lamod, very important idea, that after your davening, don't leave early, but rather, you learn a little bit after davening with your tefillin on. Achiz zahir, you have to be very careful, shalol edaber bahem dvarim b'teilim, dumavad iser dvarim b'teilim, hu gamo yedei lidei hesech ha'das. There is a very important bir alacham, that quotes from the Pir Megadim, where the mitzvah tan kol hayom is actually a mitzvah mid oraisa, the whole day, the Pir Megadim, the Bir Alach, he says, mistapik, min haTorah chayv kol hayom, min haTorah, really just for 1 second, and just mid rabbanon kol hayom, ubitlu achshav, because in lanu guf naki. And his conclusion is, dim lo niach yom echad klal, tefillin mitzvah, bitel mitzvah aseyu, vaniach rega, you are mekayim mitzvah, of a mitzvah min haMufcher fadai, min haTorah zliot on alav kol hayom. He quotes the Yishus Yaakov, that min haTorah mitzvah so kol hayom, and he quotes the Eliyahu Rabba, shemuch bidvar demish yodei shesh laguf naki, ein lo liftor tatzvo mitzvah tefillin kol hayom. Obviously, Pashut, when we talk about Hesach Hadas, the machlok is the Rabbeinu Yonah Shita, is that Hesach Hadas is dafka just negative kalus rosh. But if you're just neutral, that's not a problem, and that's why, as opposed to probably the Rambam, who says you have to always be thinking about it, except, let's say, during davening or learning, because that's already dealing with Shem Hashem. Fine, we'll stop today, and we'll continue Meretz Hashem the next time in the Halacha Gemara.